I guess.
Hi, everybody.
Oh my god, we're back from the dead.
Oh my god, back from the dead. And nobody knows this is happening. Nobody knows that this is going on or we're recording because we didn't know we were going on a recording.
We just decided, you know what? Y'all need to hear about what we thought about Toy Story 4. Because we know you were wondering. We know you're sitting out there on your couches in your little cozy homes. And you're sitting there thinking, God, I wonder what two random married people thought about Toy Story 4. Well, we're here to tell y'all. We're here to tell y'all what we thought.
No intro, no anything, which we usually do, just because, like I said, this is very impromptu.
No research. Unabashed emotion.
We are so sorry. We've kind of been MIA. It literally has to do with nothing but work. Both of our work schedules got super messed up. Sean actually just got a new job. I was doing different shift times and it's been, and end up working Sundays, and it's been very, very crazy for all involved. So we had to unexpectedly take a hiatus during the holidays. But I think that we're going to get back to doing some episodes and stuff soon.
Who knows? Maybe we won't, but y'all have to just wait around to find out.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway, so we thought, we literally just got done watching Toy Story 4.
Yes, we did.
Yes, it is available on Disney Plus. They just put it on there this last week. So we got home this evening and went, you know what? We don't have anything else to watch and we haven't seen it. We did not get the opportunity to see it in cinema when it was in cinema a few months ago, because now things are coming out very, very, you know, exponentially faster. Than you don't have to wait as long for stuff to come from cinema onto DVD anymore, and now we have it on Disney Plus.
The whole entire movie, I'm just here thinking to myself, Jesus Christ, it's been like 25 years since the first movie and how far it's come. And I've actually got the first movie paused right now because it was like, hey, you just watched Toy Story 4. Do you want to watch Toy Story 1? Well, obviously, I've already seen Toy Story 1, so hell yeah, I want to watch Toy Story 1 again. Yeah, why wouldn't I? It's an amazing joyride of emotional splendor.
Amazing joyride of an emotional splendor.
Hey, I expect you to come up with crazy one-liners like that.
So. I am too tired for crazy one-liners tonight.
Let's just dive into it. Like, what'd you think?
I wanted to like this, but even when I knew that I was coming out in theaters, I was not too gung-ho on it, simply because I'm like, okay, we had number one, number two, and number three, and I thought, you know what, that's great, and it was wonderful, and it was the perfect end. In my opinion, even when, you know, they first announced Toy Story 4, I was like, this is nothing but a cash grab, and in the end, after watching it, it was cute, but that's what it amounted to, in my opinion, just pure cash grab. It served little to no purpose. It didn't add anything to the universe of Toy Story. There was no explanation for anything, and it's
I disagree. It added Key and Peele as two stuffed plushies, which was the, in my opinion, the best part of the whole movie. Every scene that they were in, I enjoyed, and maybe it is just because I'm biased and I love Key and Peele. But everything they did made me laugh, and I was just like, "That's that." And then, what was it? The Canadian
Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom. Yes, Keanu Reeves's character. The new toys were actually the best part of the movie. Like, I found myself wanting to know more about them than I cared about what Woody and Buzz and everybody else was up to. Which, you know, it's so, for those of you who aren't familiar with the story, it's are we off?
I don't know. Oh, no. Okay, it looks like we're all right.
We're still on?
I don't know what happened. Yeah, I have no idea.
Anyway.
I think we're still on. Yeah.
So, the characters are still living with Bonnie. Woody's apparently, like, fallen to the wayside as far as being played with, so now he's, like, bored. Bonnie starts going to school, and she makes a spork friend who comes to life. And actually, I will admit, I wanted to know how he comes to life, and it's never explained.
Well, and that was a very frustrating point about this film. You had this opportunity for Disney to really expound on the universe and to explain things, because there's all the fan theories that kind of circulate. There's a huge Pixar Pixar universe theory that people came up with about how all of the movies in the Pixar theories or in the Pixar series are connected and how they all explain one another and all this stuff. And it's really interesting. You can go and type Pixar theory on YouTube and there's a bunch of videos on it. They're very, very interesting. People coming up with, I think fan theories in general are really, really interesting. But this movie had the opportunity to I get it. You don't want to totally ruin the mystery and you don't have to explain everything verbatim, but it's like you would have thought that they would have given some insight into how stuff in this universe worked, and there was nothing.
I was a little disappointed. I will admit it paid off in that little in joke at the end where like Forky's talking to another toy who just got made, and she's like, "How am I alive?" And he's like, "I don't know." And I think that was pretty much the writers saying that to the audience. Like, yeah, we know you're expecting an explanation, but we don't freaking know. We don't care. You're not here for this. You're not here for exponentialism. Although that was what was kind of being shoved down your throat the whole entire time. You know, Woody once again has like, you know, a crisis, an emotional crisis by, you know, being cast aside. And it's like, yeah, but we've done that already. We've done Woody got cast aside and he doesn't know what to do with himself, you know? And we've done the whole Buzz doesn't, you know, really understand what's going on. Buzz has this whole side story where he's, quote unquote, listening to his inner monologue where he, you know, he has those three little buttons with the three little sayings, although now he's got like 1,000 different sayings out of nowhere. Maybe Bonnie downloaded them online or something.
Well, and that was the other thing. You know, Woody and Buzz, these characters where you thought you knew everything about them because they've taken 3 movies to explain everything about them. Suddenly they have like 50 bazillion sayings each, and it just, there was so much this movie was so unnecessary. It was cute. It was adorable. Totally unnecessary.
I liked it. Like, I didn't love it. I was not like, you know, I'm not sitting here going like, oh my God, like, that was the best of a series. Like, if I had to like put an order of my favorites, I'd say 3 is my number 1. The first movie is my number 2. Then the second one is my number 3, and then this one actually takes its place at the 4th. Like, it didn't expand anything. It did, like, none of the characters really grew by any means. If anything else, it felt like we took a step backwards. Like in the third one, you know, my favorite scene is the scene where they're all, you know, like holding hands in the trash dump, because I frankly like got very emotionally invested in that moment, because I was just like, wait, are we doing this? Like, and then of course they cop out at the end, which, I mean, I guess it's a Disney movie. They're, you know, probably won't go all the way with that. But still, at the same time, it's like at no point in this movie was I really emotionally invested in anybody, because I was just like, okay, this is probably going to happen and this is probably going to happen. Again, the only parts that surprised me were the parts with the new toys, which, again, I'm not trying to harp on something I'm harping, but it's like that was the best part. And it's like, I feel like maybe if the Toy Story moved in that direction, it would be better for the series overall, which maybe they'll do that in the next one. Because from what I understand, this movie is setting up a quote-unquote new trilogy. We're getting like 2 more movies after this, which, so, spoilers, you know, at the very end, you kind of have the team split up into 2 different parts. You have, like, Woody has his own new team, and Buzz is still sticking with the old team. So I'm like, okay, so in the next movie, are we going to stick with this new team that's being formed? With like Woody leading, or are we gonna follow Buzz? Is it gonna be like a split movie? I am curious to see like where they're going with that, if anything else. But yeah.
Now, I will say one thing I actually really did like about this movie. I was very surprised, because when I had read, you know, reviews and stuff online, I got a particular idea about what was supposed to be the villain of this film, which is this talking doll from, I believe it's the 60s, named Gabby Gabby, and she's got a pull cord, and there's this huge runaround with her and Woody and comparisons and things. People really described her as this really super psychopathic character in the movie. I did not find that at all. I actually, if you had to ask me what, you know, the one thing I did like about this film, I really liked Gabby Gabby. I thought she was a very interesting character. I did not think she was a villain. I thought she was very desperate. I liked her. I liked her design. I liked her voice. I liked her personality. I liked her as a character.
She wasn't a villain in the traditional sense, like, what was it, Hugzo, Lovezo from the third one, like where where he was like a villainous character. You know, he clearly had malicious intent. She was, you know, a character who was kind of unsure of her place, which kind of fit with the theme, you know, that we were going with Woody. Woody was unsure of his place. She was unsure of her place because she was defective, you know, from right out of the factory. And, you know, she just wants
She had never gotten the opportunity to have a life.
Yeah. So, you know, and again, not going back to it, it's like, you know, she was never played with. So then, yeah, how did she come to life? But, you know, none of the toys. And then again, in the second one, we established that none of the toys in the toy store had ever really been played with. And they were all clearly sentient inside their boxes, you know. So, I don't know. But, I mean, I agree with you. I think Gabby was kind of a fun character to take the journey with. You know, I mean, what, the first one, technically speaking, the villain could be considered Woody? Well, technically speaking, Sid. I guess Sid was kind of the villain in that one. The second one you had the prospector, you know, who just wanted to be preserved and you know, not have to fade away. And the third one you had Lotso. And compared to all three of them, I think she was less threatening. And yeah, she was not psychopathic.
Well, to be completely honest, Toy Story is very good at taking what you would think would be villains, and then they turn them out. They have really good reasons for acting the way they do, with the exception of Sid. He is just psychopathic. But, you know, all of them had reasons to act the way they did. But I liked Gabby. Gabby's character, I thought she was very, very interesting. This movie was so frustrating.
Well, here's the thing, too. This movie kind of strayed away from what the first, you know, couple of movies gave us in that, okay, so the original question was, what are toys doing when we're not around? You know, like you come back and your toy has moved ever so slightly and you're like, oh man, I thought I left it like this. Oh, well, now it's like they're fully integrated into the world and doing things that in no way would you ever go, gee, I wonder if like this got like this because my toy came to life and strung this clothesline around like the back wall, and I just kind of never noticed. You know, there's so much shit going on that you like your suspension of disbelief goes away. Yes, I know we're talking about a you know, Pixar movie, but and still, again, in the first one, it's like you're kind of grounded in reality. These things physically aren't going to happen because this toy can't physically move it. It has no weight or strength.
Well, like we said, the first couple of movies, you know, it introduced these concepts that were graspable. Like, you kind of got the sense, okay, well, these toys are toys, you know, when they're in, you know, a room, somebody's room, or that there's a reason that they come alive. But it's like this story took so much of the continuity and tossed it out the window for the sake of
Nothing.
And this is not the way to expound on a world. I don't know. I wanted so, you know, well, I didn't have high hopes from the movie to begin with, and I guess you could say it didn't disappoint, because I didn't really care for this movie. There was no point in the movie where I was super invested, except for the end credit scene. That's it. Where the two stuffed animals, there's kind of this running gag about the stuffed animals attacking human people, which I thought was freaking hilarious.
But again, that's Key and Peele, you know, mm-hmm. And that's what made these characters so fun, is you kind of imagine that Key and Peele, you know, were just talking at a certain point and the animator said, okay, we'll animate to that, because they were just that entertaining.
So, yeah. But Toy Story 4, it is out now on Disney Plus, which, if anybody is still curious about whether or not to get Disney Plus, in our opinion, it's totally worth the price point. Totally worth it every month. It's we've basically been doing nothing but watching Disney Plus since December when it came out.
The Walt Disney Company is totally worth every cent and brings you high quality entertainment for all ages. And we here of no duress or unnecessary force of our own are highly recommending the wonderful services of the Disney Plus stream. Go D or go home. The last thing I'll say on the movie, of course, and I think you'll have to agree with me on this, though, is God, the animation's beautiful.
That I will say, yeah, totally agreement. It is we kept pointing out and talking about tonight throughout the movie is that when you think back to the very first Toy Story and then you compare it to this Toy Story and the quality of animation, that yes, like it's been, you know, it's been a couple of decades since the first one, but just the sheer detail and quality is
like the opening sequence with like Woody's remembering like living with Andy when Andy was younger. It's like you don't even think that's the same damn kid, and it's just because he's so different. Like it's harder for them to like, and I said that's what we said. It's like it's more difficult for them to make the animation bad than it is for them to just make like high quality animation now.
And it just shows that it's going to get better. Another decade, Disney, which will still be around, will make things even better, even more realistic. But as far as Toy Story 4, I'd recommend it if you've seen the other ones, well, you might as well see this one too.
Do it right. Do your Morty.
Nah, because Morty didn't even watch it. He's dead. He's right here. He's dead. Oh my God. Poor Morty. He's dead on the sofa. He's sleeping.
Who's my baby? I just had the idea, you know, Maggie and I were going to talk about this anyway, and I was like, let's go in the cast box. Let's see if anybody wants to put in their 2 cents on it. But odds are y'all got some laughs out of it. Hopefully you check it out. I recommend it, but, you know, to each their own.
No, I mean, like I said, if you've seen the other ones, which just about everybody has, and you want to, you know, you want to round it out, you know, recommend seeing this. It's definitely worth seeing it for the animation. It's also worth seeing it for Key and Peele. They're very hilarious, probably the best part of the movie. As far as Toy Story and the continuation of the story itself and the series, it's number 4 out of 4. But, you know, it's worth checking out, at least if you've got Disney Plus, you know, for free. So as far as CastBox, this was not an intended cast tonight. This was just a quick review. We're trying to get back into we are trying to get back into the habit of possibly going back to casting on a regular. Like I said, the reason we had to take a major hiatus and everything just kind of went wonky was simply because of work and our schedules got switched up. Once again, Sean has a new job and I myself may have a new job in short order. We're not sure, you know, nothing bad. Nobody's fired. Nobody's nothing, but it just schedules got switched up and we both started doing evening stuff and it was crazy. But anyway, that has changed. Depending on how that goes, we will continue to cast on Sundays. I'm going to try to get back into the habit of casting on a regular. I don't know about what. I think I may do a kind of some side reviews on my own of anime type stuff, but I haven't decided whether or not that's going to happen. It just depends on how Sean's new job settles and if it allows for us to continue to cast on a regular. So I think we're going to sign off here. No closing song or anything. But, trying to jump back in.
Let us know what you think. Toy Story 4. Hope everyone continues to listen. If not, you should still have yourself a delicious chocolate-covered cannoli and enjoy life as best you can. That's all I got.
All right, guys, we're going to sign off here. Like I said, just a quick review, and we will keep everybody posted on how that goes and once again trying to get back into it. Other than that, everybody have a really great night, and we will see you soon.